Good morning. I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. On the way a little later, Dean Regas learns more about the 2013 Space Fest happening today at the Air Force Museum at Wright-Patt. And in about 15 minutes, it's Claire Balding, award-winning BBC broadcaster, discussing horses and more here on Derby Day. First, here's Jay Hanselman with a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati City Manager Milton Dahoney is laying out how he would find the additional $17 million needed to build the first phase of the streetcar project. It will likely come from a combination of sources. Those include taking $6.5 million from a fund to make infrastructure improvements near the new casino, temporarily moving $5.4 million from the music hall plan to the streetcar, issuing an additional $4.6 million of bonds, and delaying a traffic signal replacement project and a water main relocation. City Council will have to approve the additional funding for the streetcar project. Vice Mayor Roxanne Qual says the Budget and Finance Committee will discuss Dahoney's funding options during its meeting on May 13th. The streetcar project is over budget because construction bids for the first phase came in higher than officials projected. Many council members said they had hoped they would hear about Dahoney's plan Monday during a four-hour public hearing on the proposal, but that didn't happen. Dahoney says he didn't bring the information then because the hearing was an update on moving forward with the plan and also how much it would cost to end it. Dahoney did lay out that scenario.
To terminate the project, $19.7 million in expenses to date, $14.2 million estimated cost to close out the project, $38 million would go back to the feds, and that totals $72 million.
Dahoney says administrators could try and build the system within the current approved budget, but he added that would not result in the vision city leaders have for it. That's to eventually connect the uptown area with the riverfront and to have a neighborhood network of streetcars. More than 60 people testified during the hearing, and all but a handful were in favor of the project. John Rockwell says the plan can send a message.
It's going to say Cincinnati wants to grow. Cincinnati wants to be a progressive city. Cincinnati wants corporate America to look at us, come to us, employ our young professionals. We're going to keep our young professionals here because we're giving them something they want, that's transportation.
The hearing was called to give all sides a chance to air their positions on the controversial streetcar plan. If council approves the extra funding, the system could be operating in 2015, but that could slip to 2016. Cincinnati Mayor Mark Mallory and other officials held a roundtable discussion with reporters this week to talk about the benefits of the parking lease for the city. They talked about several things, including rates, hours, and enforcement, but none of the information was new. Mallory was asked why he decided to hold the session now. He says to get the facts out.
Particularly when there's so much misinformation out there about how this plan works. So we can't talk about the facts enough.
He says since this is a city election year, some candidates are using misinformation to advance their campaigns. He also says residents should think carefully before signing a petition to change the city's charter. Mallory says the city could end up like California, which in the last several years has seen a number of initiatives on the ballot for voters to consider. An annual study by Working in Neighborhoods finds completed foreclosures in Hamilton County rose 45% from 2011 to 2012. Cincinnati, Forest Park, and Coleraine, Springfield, and Green Townships had the largest number of foreclosures. Sister Barbara Bush has been leading the study and the effort to keep people out of foreclosure for more than 10 years.
We continue to see the same banking institutions, servicing institutions, as well as communities harmed by this foreclosure crisis. That hasn't changed in the decade.
The study also shows an increase in foreclosures pushing out from Cincinnati into the county. In 2006, 45% of foreclosures were outside the city. The number rose to 63% last year. Bush says it will probably be another 3 years before there's an end in sight for the region's foreclosure situation. Hamilton County Health and government agencies are working together to fight high infant mortality rates. The county's infant death rate exceeds the national average and has for a decade. Commissioners this week approved a countywide collaborative that aims to reduce infant death rates. Board President Chris Monzel.
Joining them together in a shared service type model, we're going to be able to leverage those best practices and come up with outcomes that are going to be beneficial for the whole community.
The collaborative pulls together county and city agencies, as well as local hospitals and healthcare providers. Funding comes in part from the sale of Drake Hospital to UC Health. Cincinnati Council is making changes to a responsible bidder ordinance it enacted nearly a year ago. It's designed to make sure job training is part of major contracts awarded by the Metropolitan Sewer District. Councilmember Chris Seelbach says the purpose hasn't changed.
This ensures that one of the largest projects ever to see the city, the replacement of our sewers, that there's a certain portion of the money spent being spent on job training so that the people who are going to be getting these jobs also get the skills to go on beyond the specific job into a career of, you know, being a laborer or an operator or an electrician or a carpenter.
The changes include closing some loopholes in the previous law and adds Greater Cincinnati Waterworks projects to the ordinance. Councilmember Charlie Winburn was one of two votes against the plan. He says it will reduce competition, increase cost, and likely land the city in court to defend it. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.